And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live for ever, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed for ever. It will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame for ever. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father for ever. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name for ever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance for ever. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance for ever. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons for ever. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more for ever. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee for ever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him for ever. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute for ever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute for ever unto him and his seed after him. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute for ever from the children of Israel. For it is an heave offering, and it shall be an heave offering from the children of Israel, the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute for ever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel for ever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it for ever. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute for ever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Every one that toucheth them shall be holy. And the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute for ever unto the Lord. It shall be wholly burnt. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them unto Aaron the priest and unto his sons by a statute for ever from among the children of Israel, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by a statute for ever throughout their generations. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations. And the heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thine, and thy sons with thee, by a statute for ever, as the Lord hath commanded. And this shall be a statute for ever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by a statute for ever. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute for ever unto them throughout their generations. And they shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day, that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute for ever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute for ever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute for ever in your generations. The land shall not be sold for ever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established for ever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the jubilee. And ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen for ever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule one over another with rigor. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance for ever throughout your generations. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance for ever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, Behold, I also have given thee the charge of mine heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance for ever. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee, and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee, by a statute for ever. Every one that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute for ever. It is a covenant of salt for ever before the Lord unto thee, and to thy seed with thee. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and be unclean unto the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute for ever. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish for ever. And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish for ever. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and live? Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for ever. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children for ever. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee for ever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shalt burn with fire the city and all the spoil thereof every whit for the Lord thy God. And it shall be in heap for ever, it shall not be built again. Then thou shalt take an awl, and thrust it through his ear unto the door, and he shall be thy servant for ever. And also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons for ever. If thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to walk ever in his ways, then shalt thou add 3 cities more for thee beside these 3. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord for ever. Thou shalt not seek their peace nor their prosperity all thy days for ever. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed for ever. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children for ever, that we may do all the words of this law. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live for ever. Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel for ever, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God for ever. And Joshua burnt Ai, and made it an heap for ever, even a desolation unto this day. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's for ever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now art thou anything better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide for ever. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me for ever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honour me I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation and all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house for ever. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed for ever. For I have told him that I will judge his house for ever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering for ever. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel for ever. Also, thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house for ever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David every one from the face of the earth. And as touching the matter which thou and I have spoken of, behold, the Lord be between thee and me for ever. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace, forasmuch as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed for ever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him, therefore he shall be my servant for ever. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head for ever. Then Abner called to Joab and said, Shall the sword devour for ever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren? And afterward, when David heard it, he said, I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord for ever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for ever. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established for ever before thee, thy throne shall be established for ever. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee for ever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it for ever, and do as thou hast said. and let thy name be magnified for ever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue for ever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed for ever. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, and did reverence to the king, and said, Let my lord King David live for ever. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his seed for ever. But upon David, and upon his seed, and upon his house, and upon his throne, shall there be peace for ever from the Lord. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord for ever. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in for ever. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, to put my name there for ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel for ever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel for ever, therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not for ever. And they spake unto him, saying, If thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants for ever. The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed for ever. And he went out from his presence, a leper, as white as snow. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name for ever. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him for ever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. And say, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel for ever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth for ever. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne for ever. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people for ever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established for ever. And do as thou hast said. Let it even be established, that thy name may be magnified for ever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. And let the house of David thy servant be established before thee. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee for ever. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed for ever. He shall build an house for my name. And he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel for ever. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons for ever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name for ever. For David said, The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem for ever. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel for ever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah the house of my father. And among the sons of my father he liked me to make me king over all Israel. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom for ever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off for ever. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this for ever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance for ever to Israel. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. But I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling for ever. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth for ever, when David praised by their ministry. And the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there for ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel, to establish them for ever. Therefore made he thee king over them, to do judgment and justice. And they spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants for ever. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David for ever, even to him and to his sons by covenant of salt? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend for ever? And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth for ever. Howbeit the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons for ever. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified for ever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be for ever. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made, in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name for ever. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth for ever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children for ever. And said unto the king, Let the king live for ever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Benai, Hashbaniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, Stand up, and bless the Lord your God for ever and ever. and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance, and sendest him away. That they were graven with an iron pen, and led in the rock forever. Yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, Where is he? There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. But the Lord shall endure for ever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish for ever. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation for ever. Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, for ever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring for ever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days for ever and ever. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live for ever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up for ever. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. And that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee for ever. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face for ever. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name for ever. Selah. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off for ever. Thou art fairer than the children of men, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee for ever. Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee for ever and ever. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it for ever. Selah. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth for ever, that he should still live for ever, and not see corruption. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue for ever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away, and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever. I will praise thee for ever, because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. I will abide in thy tabernacle for ever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. He shall abide before God for ever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name for ever, that I may daily perform my vows. He ruleth by his power for ever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it for ever. His name shall endure for ever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be his glorious name for ever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. Maskil of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off for ever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name for ever? O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor for ever. But I will declare for ever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. Will the Lord cast off for ever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone for ever? Doth his promise fail for evermore? And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established for ever. How long, Lord? Wilt thou be angry for ever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks for ever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured for ever. Let them be confounded and troubled for ever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Wilt thou be angry with us for ever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for ever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up for ever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Thy seed will I establish for ever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. His seed also will I make to endure for ever, and his throne as the days of heaven. His seed shall endure for ever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established for ever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. How long, Lord? Wilt thou hide thyself for ever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed for ever. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger for ever. Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed for ever? The glory of the Lord shall endure for ever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He hath remembered his covenant for ever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. A Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. forsake not the works of thine own hands. David's Psalm of Praise. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name for ever and ever. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever. The Lord shall reign for ever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. The lip of truth shall be established for ever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. For riches are not for ever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? The king that faithfully judgeth the poor, his throne shall be established for ever. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth for ever. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool for ever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be for ever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Also their love, and their hatred, and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion for ever in anything that is done under the sun. Ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariot of Amminadab. Of the increase of its government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Bread corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever, because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens for ever, a joy, a wild asses, a pasture of flocks, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance for ever. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eye shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up for ever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it for ever and ever. And he hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it for ever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand for ever. And thou saidst, I shall be a lady for ever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. For I will not contend for ever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and for ever. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land for ever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands,
that I may be glorified. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity for ever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. But be ye glad and rejoice for ever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. Will he reserve his anger for ever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger for ever.
Then will I cause you to dwell in this place, the land that I give to your fathers, for ever and ever. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger which shall burn for ever. Then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall remain for ever. They said, Turn ye again now every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers for ever and ever. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me for ever. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more for ever. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for ever, for the good of them and of their children after them. Voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth for ever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons for ever. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me for ever. And Hazor shall be a dwelling of dragons, and a desolation for ever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the island shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate for ever, saith the Lord. Then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate for ever. For the Lord will not cast off for ever. But thou, O Lord, remainest for ever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us for ever, and forsake us so long time? And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children for ever. And my servant David shall be their prince for ever. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel for ever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places. Now let them put away their whoredom and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them for ever. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live for ever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ever. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live for ever. And at the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth for ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live for ever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live for ever. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live for ever. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. I make a decree, that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast for ever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom for ever, even for ever and ever. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I will betroth thee unto me for ever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. But Judah shall dwell for ever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath for ever. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off for ever. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the earth with her bars was about me for ever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children have ye taken away my glory for ever. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even for ever. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for ever, because he delighteth in mercy. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live for ever? Whereas Edom saith, We are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation for ever. Tation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. For if he forgive men their and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward for ever. And presently the fig tree withered away. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter for ever. And his disciples heard it. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed for ever. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
Then many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus answered him, I speak openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Now therefore ye, with the council, signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for ever. Amen. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all? God blessed for ever. Amen. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory for ever. Amen. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ for ever. Amen. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. To whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Now unto God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Turning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him for ever. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. He testifieth, Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins for ever, sat down on the right hand of God from heaven. For by one offering he hath perfected for ever them that are sanctified. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, and today, and forever, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth for ever. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen.
To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved for ever. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and for ever. Amen. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth for ever. For the truth's sake which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us for ever. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness for ever. To the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down, and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever, saying, Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. Whereby him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth for ever and ever. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever.